G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Well, the federal election is closing in, and there are a number of prayer initiatives on encouraging Christians to be prayerful about the outcome of this coming federal election. The Australian Prayer Network has been resourcing believers with a prayer focus each week since the start of the campaign. Well, into the final week before the election, you might be wondering what is on the prayer list. Brian Pickering leads the Australian Prayer Network. Brian, welcome along to 2020.
Thank you, Neil. Good to talk with you again.
Brian, been running. It's 35 days of prayer, started on the night the announcement came for the election. So what sort of uptake have you seen from believers and prayers around the nation?
Neil, we have a membership which extends to many 700-odd churches and 2,000 prayer groups and so forth across the nation. So assuming that all of those are taking it up in some form or another, there'd be tens of thousands of people linked in through our network to this 35 days of prayer. That's 5 weeks of prayer leading up to the elections. We're doing it 24/7, so we have our national 24-hour prayer watch also covering the elections. So we have prayer going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the 5 weeks leading in to the election itself.
Let's just pause and reflect on that for a moment. There are believers praying around the clock 24/7 every hour in the lead up to the election. And is it too late for those listening to us today to be part of that sort of initiative?
Certainly not. If they are part of our network already, they would have been receiving the prayer points. But for those who aren't members of our network, we have them up on our website, and people can go there to ozprayernet.org.au. The Oz is AUS. And there on the top of the menu is federal election. If they click on that, it'll bring up all the 5 weeks of prayer points, and they just click on the week that they want to click on. There's prayer points for each day and Bible readings for each day.
Brian, you're calling it a season of prayer. How important do you think this season is? And do you think that Aussies are taking the election as seriously as they ought?
I think those who are familiar with how politics works and have a heart for our nation are taking it very, very seriously. And it is important. We've had these seasons of prayer leading up to every federal election now for goodness knows how many years. So it's a regular feature. I am aware that people are very, very concerned about where our nation will go in the next 3 years, and are placing a lot of store on the power of prayer to actually change and transform prayer elections as they take place. They're a moving beast, and as you know, from day to day, different things arise, but the prayer is constant, and the prayer is praying not for one political party to win over another, but praying for the issues and praying for justice and righteousness in our nation, all of those things. So that's the important part of prayer for the nation.
Now, having prayer points, that makes it an invaluable thing for people who want to have some sort of focus. Now, I imagine there's no rod across anyone's back to pray on exactly those prayer points, but they actually prompt your ability to pray. Even some churches, including those prayer points in their weekly newsletters, are on their websites.
That's correct. We've encouraged churches to do that. We don't know how many have taken that up, but we are encouraging churches to do that, so that people who have nothing to do with our network are still able to pray. And each week has a theme. The first week was preparing our hearts for what God wanted for our nation. And then another week on righteousness, another week on justice, another week on... this week, for instance, is praying for the candidates, people who will be standing for election. And then in the final week, we'll be praying for the election itself and the results and all of those sort of things. So every day has a particular theme, and the prayer point relates to that theme, as does the scripture reading for the day.
Interestingly, as I look through some of the prayer points, it's not just about the parties and the candidates. You're also even concerned about the families and the staffers who are a part of those political offices. You take things a little deeper than some people might assume.
Yes, we do. As I say, we're not interested in party politics. We're interested in the outcome for our nation. And so, and for the people who actually will be elected on those days. And we want them to be covered in prayer, and we want them to be the people that God wants to be elected on that day. So we don't pray so much into policies, but because policies come and go, and there aren't that many policies in this particular election, and neither do we pray for specific personalities or anything like that, but we pray for the undergirding of what we want God to bring forth from this election into the life of our nation. So more on the values, you know, praying for the values, the Christian values that have undergirded our nation for so many years. And we're praying that that they will be retained and in fact grow. And a lot of this woke stuff that we see infiltrating into our society, for that to be turned back and turned away, so that we can continue to grow in things that God wants for our nation.
So, Brian, when we pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done," there's a certain generalisation in that. But a part of it is God moving on the lives of believers and changing the hearts of a nation so that people will have clarity, discernment, wisdom when they go to the polls. These sorts of things we sometimes don't give attention to, but the power of prayer changes the individual and changes the atmosphere, even at this time we would expect of a whole nation.
That's right, and that's why in the first week of our 5 weeks of prayer, we actually prayed for ourselves, for our hearts to be aligned with God's heart, for anything that's within us which was prejudicial to what God might want to bring us an outcome for our election, that he'd deal with it in our hearts first. So the first week was preparing ourselves so that we were lining up and able to line up our hearts with God's heart. So that's an important part, and it's an important part of prayer that we've been in alignment with God's will and not simply telling God what we want him to do for us.
You're also encouraging believers to pray for media and editorial comment, that it'll be fair and represent truth and not influenced just by political motives. The media plays a huge role. I guess the media needs our prayers.
It does, because the role it plays is actually more important than I think we even give it credit for, because so many people are influenced by what they hear on a radio or see on a television or read in a newspaper. They don't think they are, but you've only got to see how swiftly society is changing and moving, I believe, in a lot of ways in the wrong direction, but how swiftly that has happened. Because most of the media has taken it up and championed it. And so a lot of what we don't want to see come into our nation is actually being propagated by people with a different political philosophy or a different moral philosophy than ours. And so we've got to be aware that that's happening and stand up against that.
How important is it, Brian, do you think, to pray for both sides or even the parties you don't like? Sometimes we want to pray for the one we do like, ignoring the other side as though we expect God to ignore the other side. What are your thoughts on praying for both sides, for our leaders?
I think that's important. We'd like to think that we know God's will and purpose. We'd like to think that we know, you know, that God is on our side. But God's ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts than our thoughts. And so if the party that we haven't supported gets elected on Saturday week, or Saturday, whenever it is, then so be it. That doesn't mean, therefore, that God got it wrong or anything like that. God has a purpose in everything he does and everything he allows, and sometimes we don't understand that fully, And so we need to pray for whoever is elected, because the Bible tells us that God appoints those in authority. Whether we agree with it at the time, or whether we voted for that at the time, or whatever, God is God, and God will have his way, one way or the other. And if in inverted commas, the wrong party is elected, as far as we're concerned, we should still pray for that party and its leadership.
In fact, is there some level of prayer for preparation if the party you think is best doesn't win? That might mean that you might be anticipating hard times. So you might be a Labor voter and the Liberals win, or you might be a Liberal National Coalition voter and the Labor Party and the Greens win. There's a certain sense here in which prayer goes beyond the result, and yet it has ramifications for the whole nation.
It does, and certainly as individuals, we need to prepare our heart for whatever God brings our way. I'm not aware of who the people in our network vote for, so we're not trying to tell them to vote one way or the other, and so it's difficult for us to pray if the wrong person is elected. But certainly as individuals, we need to be prepared to allow God to be God and allow God to do what he knows is best for our nation, even though it might mean hard times for a period of years. His ultimate aim is to bring us back to himself, to bring us back to a place of obedience to his will. And sometimes, if we're not willing to do that ourselves, he orchestrates events to make that happen.
These are big issues we talk about and how God works, but we do know that he uses his people, and he uses his people in prayer. Let's talk about these prayer points for a moment. People accessing those from the internet site, ozprayernet.org.au. That's the website of the Australian Prayer Network. Do you have to sign up? How do you get a hold of these prayer points,
no,
Brian?
You just go straight to the website, and on the front page, up the top, there's the menu bar, and the second one from the left is Federal Elections. You just click on that and it'll open the election page, and listed on that page are the different weeks that you then click on to access the prayer points for that week.
All free and open to everyone. The website is ozprayernet.org.au. That's ausprayernet.org.au. Get those prayer points. Brian Pickering leads the Australian Prayer Network. It's been a 35-day season of prayer. Brian Pickering, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being with us on 2020.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.